ततिं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपा कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। नमो पंकज नाभाय नमो पंकज मालिने नमो पंकज नेत्राय नमस्ते पंकजांग्रे। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 3 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड कृष्णा इज द सोर्स ऑफ ऑल इनकार्नेशंस टेक्स्ट नंबर 26। अवतारा असंकेहा हरे सत्वनिदेर्द्विजाः यताविदासिनः कुल्याः सरसः स्युसहस्रशः। अवताराय असंकेया हरेः सत्वनिदेर्द्विजाः यताविदासिनः कुल्याः सरसः स्युसहस्रशः। अवताराय असंकेया हरे सत्वानिदेर्द्विजा यताविदासिनः कुल्या सरसः स्युसहस्रशः। Word to word meaning, avatarah, incarnations, he certainly, asankeyah, innumerable, hare of Hari, the Lord, satvanide, of the ocean of goodness, dvijah, the brahmanas, yatha, as it is, avidasinaha, inexhaustible, kulyah, rivulets, sarasaha, of vast lakes, siu, or sahasrashaha, thousands of. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Shilesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The list of incarnations of the personality of Godhead given, O Brahmanas, the incarnations of the Lord are innumerable, like rivulets flowing from inexhaustible sources of water. Purport. The list of incarnations of the personality of Godhead given herein is not complete. It is only a partial view of all the incarnations. There are many others such as Sri Ayagriva, Hari, Hamsa, Krishnigarbha, Vibhu, Satyasena, Vaikuntha, Sarvabhauma, Vishwaksena, Dharma Setu, Sudhama, Yogeshwara, Brahadbhanu, and others of the bygone ages. Sri Prahlad Maharaj said in his prayer, "My Lord, you manifest as many incarnations as there are species of life. namely the aquatics, the vegetables, the reptiles, the birds, the beasts, the men, the demigods, etc., just for the maintenance of the faithful and the annihilation of the unfaithful. You advent yourself in this way in accordance with the necessity of the different yugas. In the Kali Yuga, Krishna, in the Kali Yuga, you have incarnated God as a devotee. This incarnation of the Lord in the Kali Yuga is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are many other places, both in the Bhagavatam and in other scriptures, in which the incarnation of the Lord as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explicitly mentioned. In the Brahma Samhita also it is said indirectly, but although there are many incarnations of the Lord, such as Rama, Narasimha, Varaha, Matsya, Kurma, and many others, the Lord Himself sometimes incarnates in person. Lord Krishna and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are not, therefore, incarnations, but the original source of all other incarnations. This will be clearly explained in the next shloka. So the Lord is the inexhaustible source for innumerable incarnations which are not always mentioned. But such incarnations are distinguished by specific extraordinary feats which are impossible to be performed by any living being. That is the general test to identify an incarnation of the Lord, directly and indirectly empowered. Some incarnations mentioned above are almost plenary portions. For instance, the Kumaras are empowered with transcendental knowledge. Sri Narada is empowered with devotional service. Maharaj Prithvi is an empowered incarnation with excessive executive function. The Matsya incarnation is directly a plenary portion. So the innumerable incarnations of the Lord are manifested all over the universes constantly without cessation, as water flows constantly from waterfalls. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Et Krupatamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanyam Ishwaram. Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschate Deshatarine Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. So, we welcome everyone for the morning Bhagavatam class. We are reading different incarnations of Krishna. We read, we had long discussions last few classes on Buddha and Kalki avatar also. And today's verse is speaking about Asankhyaya, the unlimited incarnations of, innumerable incarnations of Krishna, innumerable. So, and specifically in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning not just innumerable incarnations, he is mentioning about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as not just the incarnation, but the source of all incarnations. And he has come in Kali Yuga. Therefore, the theme that we will study today, based on this purport, is connecting to God or connecting to Krishna in his various incarnations, especially as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore, the main theme of today's discussion will be seeing God in our daily life. Because there are innumerable incarnations. So how can we see the incarnations of Lord? and basically appreciating the various incarnations of the Lord, the Asankhyaya principle. So Srila Prabhupada, is explaining how, he's quoting Srila Prahlad Maharaj, who's saying that the Lord incarnates even in vegetables, even in birds. It's amazing. Basically, the whole idea here is that how to recognize the Lord in our individual lives also. Like imagine Bhopla Sabzi, for example. To imagine the Lord could incarnate in a vegetable or in the trees, birds, like peepal tree, for example, His Holiness Srila Radha Govinda Swami Maharaj. Now whenever he sees a banyan tree or the fig tree, the peepal or the bargat ka ped, he will immediately get down of the car and he will offer obeisances, because the peepal tree is considered to be Vishnuvas and the bargat ka ped, banyan tree, is Shivavas. So the scriptures teach us to recognize the Lord in various aspects of nature. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's incarnation is most special and most sweet, that we will discuss now. And he has taught us this principle of recognizing the Lord in our daily life. Kaviraj Goswami says, Yadadvaitam brahmo panishadi tadapasya tanubha yo atmantaryami purushah iti so syamsha vibhava shadaishwarya purno yahya bhagavan sa swayam mayam na chaitanyat krishna jagati paratattvam param hiya. He says that Brahman, that impersonal Brahman, which the Vedas glorify, the Upanishads glorify, yadadvaitam brahmo upanishadi tadap asya tanubha, that is an effulgence coming from the transcendental body of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yo atmantar yami purushah iti so syamsha vibhava, the Paramatma aspect, they recognize the Lord in our own heart. That Paramatma aspect is the plenary portion of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because he is Shadaishwarya Purno Yahya Bhagavansa Swayamayam. He is fully manifesting the six opulences. He is non-different from Nat Chaitanyat Krishna Jagati Paratattvam Paramya. He is non-different from Krishna. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the source of Brahman, Paramatma, and he is Swayam Bhagavan. So to recognize the Asankhyaya avatar, the unlimited incarnations, the innumerable incarnations of the Lord, we need to see, first of all, how the Lord expands, how the Lord is present everywhere as Brahman and as Paramatma and also as Bhagavan. All three are important. You know, sometimes we focus exclusively on the Bhagavan aspect so much that we may fail to appreciate the Brahman and the Paramatma aspect of the Lord. And there are impersonalists who get stuck at the Brahman aspect. But Srila Prabhupada has given us a complete process. Like, imagine, Chaitanya Charan Prabhu was once giving an example of a gulab jamun. He said, to understand Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan, we can imagine a gulab jamun. Let's say, we have never tasted a gulab jamun and you are somewhere in the kitchen, near the kitchen somewhere, and you smell the fragrance of gulab jamun. It's like intoxicating. And immediately you start salivating. You have not seen the gulab jamun. You have not touched it. You have not tasted it as yet. But the fragrance itself is attracting. So this fragrance of the gulab jamun, having not experienced it or seen it, is like the Brahman realization of the Lord. And then you are fortunate enough to hold the gulab jamun. And you know, gulab jamun is supposed to be very relishable when it is hot. It will warm. So when you touch that warmth of that gulab jamun and that soft texture, that blackish brown complex, the texture of that gulab jamun and that touch, so that is like you are seeing the gulab jamun, you are touching it, that is like the Paramatma realization. But still, this is not complete understanding of the gulab jamun. Only when that gulab jamun enters the tongue and you taste it, that is like the complete realization. And when a person tastes gulab jamun, he already has the experience of both the fragrance as well as he's able to touch it and he's able to relish it. So similarly, Brahman realization and Paramatma understanding is incomplete. But when a person has Bhagavan realization, he has complete understanding of the Lord. But now we have been given the Bhagavan aspect, the Srila Prabhupada. He has given us how to relish the Gulab Jamun. But we cannot be fanatics. You know, we cannot say, okay, Bhagavan understanding is highest, so I'm not going to smell the fragrance of the Gulab Jamun, or I'm not going to touch it. I'm just going to hold my nose tight. No, I'm not going to appreciate any of this. I'm not even going to touch it. I'm just going to put it in my mouth. This is it. We are just artificially psyching ourselves up. If somebody really appreciates Gulab Jamun, he will be present in all aspects of it. He will relish it. So we cannot be disconnected from the other aspects of the Gulab Jamun and simply gobble it up. Similarly, when we approach God, we appreciate the wholeness of Krishna. We appreciate the completeness of Krishna. How he is also present in this material nature. Like for example, in the 7th chapter of the Gita, 10th chapter, we see how Krishna is teaching us how to appreciate him in nature also. Rasoham apshu kaunteya, Krishna says, I am the taste of water. Punyo gandha prithviyamcha, the fragrance of earth. Pravashmi shashi suryayo, the light. In one purport in teachings of Queen Kunti, Srila Prabhupada writes that those who are addicted to wine, liquor, we request them that when you are tasting wine and you are feeling that taste, you can remember that taste is Krishna. Now it goes without saying that, you know, we are not supposed to drink liquor. But for somebody who is addicted and is unable to come to Krishna, Srila Prabhupada is encouraging him to see Krishna element. In the 10th chapter, we see how Krishna speaks about the, you know, he takes one set of objects or one group, and within that, he takes the example of the most extraordinary personality or example, and he says, I am that. Like, you know, Krishna says, of all trees, I am the banyan tree. You know, so one group you will take, all trees, and the best and the most magnificent is the banyan tree. So Krishna says, I am that tree, banyan tree. Like he says, of all lights, I am sun. Of the devatas, I am Indra. Of Vedas, I am Samveda, because Samveda is most poetic, meter chanting is there. And he says, of all the priests, I am Brihaspati. Of generals, I am Kartikeya. Of bodies of water, I am an ocean. Now for many of us, you know, in 21st century, we may not be able to relate to how, you know, of all devatas, I am Indra, or of all warriors, I am Kartikeya. So if Krishna were to come now, he would also take, you know, some group, and within that group, the extraordinary element is Krishna. Like if today Krishna would say, of all smartphones, I am iPhone. Or of all cricket players, I am Sachin Tendulkar. Or all businessmen, I am Ambani. Or of all restaurants, I am Govindas. Or of all temples, I am POVP. So the best element, the best example within a broad category is Krishna. So the whole idea is the ability to see and appreciate Krishna even in our lives, in our day-to-day lives. And what is the best example we have for prayers? Like for Shravanam, we have Parikshit Maharaj. For Kirtanam, Shukdev Goswami. For Dasyam, Hanumanji. For Sakyam, Arjuna. Similarly, for Vandanam, Akrura. He is considered as the best example for prayers. So when we read the 10th canto, the 40th chapter, where Akrura is offering beautiful prayers, he is teaching us how to appreciate Krishna in every aspect of our lives. He says, my dear Lord, what is fire? Fire is simply your mouth. And earth is your feet. The sun is your eyes. The sky is your navel. The directions are your ears. The space is your head. The devatas are your arms. The ocean is your abdomen. The wind and airs are your strength and vitality. The plants and herbs are hair on your body. And clouds are hairs on your head. The mountains are bones and nails. The day and night which we experience is simply the blinking of your eyelids. So you can connect to the Lord in these various ways. We can remember the Lord in so many ways. He says, Prajapati is your genitals and the rain is your semen. So, of course, he gives two very nice examples also in his prayers about ocean and Udumbara fruit. He says, just like ocean is a large body of water and you are like ocean and there are many living entities within that ocean. And we are all like that living entities. Or he says, Udumbara fruit is big. And that Udumbara fruit has many small insects. Similarly, my dear Lord, you are like the Udumbara fruit and we are all like the small insects. We are all within you. Basically, Akrura is emphasizing how we are all parts and parcels of the Lord. So, he is basically saying the same thing what Srila Prabhupada has given us, the qualitative oneness with the Lord. Achintya Beda Beda is that. But many times what happens, we forget that we are qualitatively same as the Lord. We focus so much on the quantitative difference that the godliness within ourselves is lost to our vision. Of course, a true seeker will not get stuck in Brahman and Paramatma aspect. The Lord is there in our heart also. But whatever it is, ultimately the personal form is all attractive and all complete. That's what happened to the four Kumaras, right? Tasya Aravinda Nayanasya Pada Aravinda Kinjalka Mishra Tulasi Makaranda Vayu Antar Gatasva Vivarena Chakara Tesham Sankshobam Akshara Jusham Apichitta Tanvo. So the four Kumaras were attached to the impersonal aspect, but when they experienced the fragrance from the Tulsi leaves coming from the lotus feet of the Lord, they went through that churning and they got attached and attracted to the personal aspect of the Lord. And this personal feature of the Lord is completely manifest, is most beautifully, exquisitely manifest in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is what Srila Prabhupada is writing in today's purport. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us an amazing process by which we can realize the Lord in complete aspect. He has given us this amazing process of Sankirtan. And what is Sankirtan? Sang means coming together. Kirtan is glorifying. So when we come together and glorify, glorify who or what? Glorify Krishna. Glorify Krishna's most amazing devotees. Because in material world, God appears very attractive, or God's attractiveness is experienced through devotees. So like recently we had the memorial for His Grace Pankajangri Prabhu. Now devotees are so enlivened. So what is happening in the memorial? 3 hours in the morning, 3 hours in the evening. So many devotees are sharing. That entire experience was enlivening. It was Sankirtan going on. The Lord's pure devotee is being glorified in relation to the Lord. And this is such an uplifting experience. I remember once we were taking lunch. And it was an Ekadashi. And one devotee mentioned how one Mataji, she's expert in Ekadashi cooking. And he glorified her. And then another devotee said, that Mataji's father is such a nice devotee. Then somebody spoke about like that. And then in 45 minutes, we were all glorifying that family. And the end of it, when we got up, the consciousness, we could all experience, there was a surcharge. It was spiritualized. That is Sankirtan process. So we are able to appreciate divinity, godliness, everywhere. Like I remember one experiment, of course, this was before lockdown. I used to do in any first gathering of devotees, I used to do a program. I used to do this, how to experience Sankirtan. So I used to do an interactive exercise, which, in a Bhagavatam forum, class forum, we cannot do. But it is very interesting. You could, some of you preachers can also try it, and you can see how the energy changes in the room. So what I would do, I would say, okay, we will first, Sankirtan means glorifying, right? Together. So first, we will experience glorification at three levels. So first, the entire group class, the room is divided into, like we say, okay, make pairs. So everybody is sitting in pairs. Then one of you is A and the other is B. So the first round is, both A and B will speak for three minutes.
first, and I'll ring the bell. So when I ring the bell, then A will stop, then B will start. And when A is speaking, the B person has to hear very attentively, because in the end, B has to explain what A has spoken, and vice versa. So you cannot, when the other person is speaking, you cannot be thinking of your own presentation. That is a way to keep people attentive. So the first round is, you glorify any devotee in your life who has done something very special for you. He could be in the room, and that, he could not be in the room, whatever. You just, so like for example, two devotees are sitting. So one devotee said about, you know, some devotee who helped him a lot when his mother was sick. So he glorified him. And the other devotee spoke about some other devotee who is very intelligent, and when this devotee had a lot of doubts, this devotee helped him answer all the doubts. So this is a first round where everybody appreciates someone. But now the thing is, you know, most of the time when we express gratitude, our gratitude is generally restricted to ourselves. It's about how I have got benefit. How, even when we glorify God, God is so kind because God has done this to me. Me. Ultimately, my gratitude is all about me only. Our gratitude and glorification has to eventually rise beyond the self. So in the second round, it is more interesting, because we say, okay, now you glorify all of you. After the first round, everybody has spoken and the energy is positive there. There is appreciation going on. Then in the second round, you appreciate the same person. You sit in the same group, A and B. But this time you appreciate that person's quality independent of you. Like for example, in the previous example, now the second round, the devotee says, you know, this devotee not only took care of my mother when my mother was sick, he also is an amazing person. You know, every day, every Saturday, Sunday, he cooks at home for his mother, because his mother is cooking all the 5 days. So he's got such amazing service attitude. He's helped so many devotees, blah, blah, blah. He goes on speaking. And after 3 minutes, the other devotee speaks about how, you know, this devotee is so intelligent. He can process, he knows all the difficult concepts in the Bhagavatam. Or basically here the appreciation is beyond me. See, the difference between our Gaudiya Vaishnava, our religion, our process, and the Abrahamic religion, the Semitic religions, is in this Christian and Islamic space, God is seen as somebody in relation to me. God exists because He is giving me my daily bread. But our understanding of God is supreme independent enjoyer. I mean, I exist or not, God is going to continue to have His Ras Leela. God is a supreme enjoyer. But to connect with Him, the first step is to connect to God based on my own needs and my challenges. But slowly we rise. We go higher. And at this round, people actually experience a different energy. They actually experience a deeper level of appreciation and glorification, which is not centered on self. You know, we have to learn to get over ourselves also. And the third round is the best, because there we say, okay, now you appreciated this devotee 2 times. Once in relation to you, once in relation to the other people you have known. Now the quality that you saw in that devotee, now explain or speak about that quality in relation to the Supreme Lord. Or some pure devotees, Vaishnava Acharyas like Srila Prabhupada. Where you have seen this quality being embodied. So like for example, in the previous example, the devotee spoke about how, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the greatest devotee of mother, Matra Bhakta Shiromani. How he served his mother, how he told his mother at Shantipur that he took sannyas out of a fit of madness. So here what he is doing is, as the devotee is glorifying, he is taking his appreciation and glorification to the level of the Lord. The other devotee is speaking about how the Lord is most intelligent. You know, 64 qualities, 64 skills that he learned at Sandipana Muni's ashram. So what happens is, we see the larger, we see the universe, we see what the materialistic people call the force, the cosmos. There is a divine supreme intelligence beyond all of us. I remember during our Narmada Yatra, Amarkantak. So one day the devotees were... you know, the bus, something happened. I think the beehive, the devotees hit and the bee stung them. Some minor accident happened. And I had not gone that time. And when the devotees came and there was kind of panic, My first reaction was to thank God that I was not injured. So there was gratitude, but I realized it was centered on myself. And I saw another devotee, I was quick to catch him. His appreciation was for these devotees who are so talented, so intelligent, but they took up so many responsibilities and they were organizing the yatra. So he was appreciating them beyond himself. He was seeing, his appreciation was at a level higher than the cells. And when we were returning back in the buses and we were in the train, so he was mentioning, the devotee is mentioning, how amazing isn't it that so many, every day so many trains are flying, so many buses are going, and yet we had a safe yatra, we all are going back safe. So there is this amazing organization by Krishna, how he's taking care of all of us. So here you see what he has done. This devotee is appreciating and speaking. He is performing Sankirtan in its completeness. He is able to glorify Krishna. And is able to see Krishna's kindness. So here it is much higher than the self. So this is the perfection of glorification. This is the perfection of Sankirtan. So we begin by glorifying devotees. And when we glorify devotees, generally it is connection with ourselves. But as we rise higher, we see Krishna's amazing hand. And in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, this is beautifully demonstrated in the Mahaprakash Leela. You see Gangadas Pandit, for example. You know, Mahaprabhu in Mahaprakash Leela is calling Gangadas Pandit and saying, do you remember Gangadas Pandit? Once there was a flood there were Yavanas attacking and you were afraid and you wanted to run away, but there was no boatman available. You were very afraid and you wanted to protect your family. And remember, mysteriously one boatman came. So Gangadas Pandit is hearing attentively and the Lord says, that boatman was me. I had come. So then Gangadas Pandit is overwhelmed with gratitude. And if you see, then Lord Chaitanya is the same thing to Advaita Acharya. He says, remember you fasted because you couldn't understand and then I gave you the understanding. Srivast Thakur was thrown out of the Bhagavatam class where Devanand Pandit was giving. And Srivast Thakur was very sad. But when he read Bhagavatam, then he experienced bliss. And then Lord Chaitanya is saying, I gave you that bliss. There's another devotee, his name is not given in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Lord Chaitanya says in Mahaprakash Leela that, remember, his name is called as Bhakta Das. So Das. So remember, you had very high fever one day. You were about to die. And suddenly a doctor came from nowhere. That was me. I had come. So when we say Asankhya Avatar, the Lord has come as a doctor to save one devotee. Like, you know, we are not as advanced as these associates, intimate associates of Lord Chaitanya. But in our lives, so many times, so many things happen. And we have a chance to recognize it is Krishna. Like, you know, sometimes you are going in your auto rickshaw. And it happened once with me. I was going to Gopal's Garden School. And the auto rickshaw turned and a BST bus came from front. And in one microsecond, an accident was averted. And I remember both the driver and myself gasping. And then we were shaken. It was a close shave. And then what I did after 5 seconds? I continued my WhatsApp, seeing my mobile phone, sending messages, got busy with so many activities. So I'm sure all of us have so many experiences like that, where we have an opportunity to see it is the Lord who has come. Once we were in Vrindavan Yatra, many years ago, we had taken a group of devotees. And I was the manager also, and I was the yatra leader also. I was speaking and giving Krishna Katha. So from Vrindavan to Govardhan, there is this long stretch of road. On both sides, there's only fields. And early morning, we had left at 5 o'clock, hoping to start the parikrama at 6 and complete it by 11, and then come back to Fogla Ashram for lunch at 1 o'clock. That was the whole planning we had done. And at around 5:30, our tempo traveler got stuck in the middle of the road with only fields, dark, early morning, it's not, sun had not risen as yet. And the driver stopped saying, there is no gas, there is no petrol in the car, vehicle. We can't go anywhere. And I was a manager, managers always look at expediency. I was like, what to be done, you know, crisis, just sorted out because everything is planned, organized. And suddenly, one elderly Brijvasi is walking with a lota in his hand. Now, early morning, an elderly Brajavasi walking with the lota in the fields, it is generally to respond to the nature's call. And this was before Modi launched his Swachh Bharat Abhiyan. So people would go to toilet in the nature. So he was going with his lota. So I thought he's going for his nature's call. But he came to our vehicle and he said, what is happening? So one of the devotees said, there is no petrol. He said, it's my petrol. So he gave that lota. And we were like, I was desperate. And we put that and then it had just enough to take us to Govardhan. And then when the driver got, we went to a petrol station and he got all the things done. But our yatra went on time. We came back. Everything was organized according to the schedule I had planned. Then we had prasadam. Then evening we had class. And after a few days, yatra got over. And I was asking everybody what was the highlight of the yatra. And the highlight for everybody was that old Brajavasi coming and giving that lota of petrol. Nobody remembered any class. Nobody remembered any kirtan. And I was thinking, I missed it. I missed seeing Krishna there, the Krishna element there. So, all of us go through some, you know, what we call coincidences, happy coincidences in our lives. But those are an opportunity. Those are opportunities for us to see Krishna. We begin with this and eventually we glorify Krishna beyond ourselves. See, one essential element of Sankirtan is self-effacing quality. Sankirtan is the soul of Sankirtan is self-effacing, means I am not important. It's not about me. It's about the Lord. But we begin by seeing Krishna in our lives and then seeing Krishna beyond us. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has presented God like this, you know, in the most accessible form through Sankirtan, through chanting of Krishna's holy names, and also through glorification of devotees. Lord Chaitanya would glorify devotees as if he had five mouths. If you see, there are two things Vrindavandas Thakur writes in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Just chant Hare Krishna and don't criticize devotees. Means appreciate them. Means a life of gratitude is what helps us recognize the innumerable incarnations of the Lord. And we can glorify this most amazing incarnation of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he has given us is, see, look at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a personality. I mean, there can be no incarnation as extraordinary and as magnificent as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because who are the people he has transformed? See, on the one end of spectrum, we have multi-billionaire like Raghunath Das Goswami. Multi-billionaire. And personalities like Rupa and Sanatan, who were finance minister and prime ministers of King Nawab of Bengal. Bengal during those days included modern day Bangladesh and lot of eastern regions. Like many European countries put together today would be Bengal. So the prime minister and finance minister, Rup Sanatan, and then billionaire like Raghunath Das Goswami is on the one end of the spectrum. And on the other end, we have somebody like Jagai Madai. Prabhupada calls them gundas. You know, in one lecture, he says they were gundas, Jagai Madai. They were looting, they were burning houses, raping women. Even the Navadvip police, the city officials, were scared of them. So, and not only Jagai Madai on the other end of the spectrum, and everybody in between. What a personality Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is. And this is not simply, and look at his intellectual prowess. Now, Keshav Kashmiri, he was a world champion scholar. At that time, Navadvip was, everybody from South Asia and Southeast Asia were coming there, not simply Indians. And Navadvip was like the modern day Oxford. And the scholars from Navadvip, when they heard that Keshav Kashmiri is coming, they got so scared. Vrindavandas Thakur writes how they started giving different excuses. Somebody said, some very great scholar in Navadvip said, you know, my cousin's wedding is there somewhere and he left the town. Somebody said, I am sick. Everybody gave different excuses. And this young Nimai Pandit is not even a teenager. And he defeats and he's so sensitive. He doesn't humiliate him in public. During those days, debates are done in a public place, in a stadium type of area. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so sensitive, very lovingly he smashes him. And then Keshav Kashmiri goes on to become one of the most important acharyas in the Nimbarka Sampradaya. Sarva Shastra, Sarva Pandita, Pai Parajay, Vinaya Bangita Karo Dukkanai Hoy. Mahaprabhu would smash with Vinay, with so much of the humility and kindness. So you look at the way Lord Chaitanya has transformed Jagai Madai, Roop Sanatan, then Keshav Kashmiri, and then Mahaprabhu enters Banaras and he takes a city by storm. There is Prakashananda Saraswati with 60,000 disciples. They are overwhelmed to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing and his presentation and the Brahman effulgence that he radiates. And then he transforms the heart of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who is none other than Brihaspati. And King Pratap Rudra. See, we as preachers, we know, if somebody here comes to know that the Prime Minister of India wants to meet you, we would compromise so much to meet him. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is just not interested to meet him. And if you read Chaitanya Charitamrita in the Madhya Leela, so much anxiety, you know, Pratap Rudra Maharaj, delightful and anxious, both are there. It's delightful reading. But if the king is like desperate, Edi More Kripana Koribe Gaur Hari, Pratap Rudra says that if Mahaprabhu doesn't give me Kripa, Edi More Kripana Koribe Gaur Hari, Rajya Chadi Yogi Hoila Hoibe Bikari, I'll become a beggar. I don't want anything. What power Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to attract the hearts of somebody, a king who wants to become a beggar? And then we all know what happened in Jarikanda. You know, he just goes and kicks a leopard and leopard starts chanting, jumping and dancing. And this is not all. Lord Chaitanya performed so many miracles. You know, the way he brought Shiva's Pandit's dead son back to life, or curing Vasudev leper of his leprosy. And Sanatana Goswami at those boils, Mahaprabhu embraces him. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and performed so many pastimes to attract the hearts of the conditioned souls. And through Mahaprakash Lila and other pastimes, he is also teaching us how he is present not simply in Shiva's Angan. He can be present in his Asankhya avatar even in our lives. You know, in the Adi Lila, 9th chapter, text number 50, there is a very beautiful verse which every ISKCON devotee can meditate upon. And Kaviraj Goswami says, Kaya gada gadi yai, kaya to hunkar, deki anandita hana hase malakar. He says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a malakar, gardener, who becomes very happy when he sees that devotees are chanting and dancing. Now, I will read this purport, a very short purport. And this is revealing Srila Prabhupada's understanding about seeing Lord Chaitanya's Asankhya avatar in our day-to-day life. So this purport, please listen to this carefully. Srila Prabhupada says, this attitude of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very important. What attitude? Of Lord smiling with great pleasure, seeing that there is chanting and dancing going on. So Prabhupada writes, this attitude of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very important for persons engaged in the Hare Krishna movement of Krishna consciousness. In every center of our institution, ISKCON, we have arranged for a love feast every Sunday. And when we actually see people come to our center, chant, dance, take prasadam, become jubilant and purchase books, we know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always present in such transcendental activities. I'll repeat. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is personally always present in such transcendental activities and is very pleased and satisfied. Therefore, the members of ISKCON must increase this movement more and more according to the principles that we are presently trying to execute. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, thus being pleased, will smilingly glance upon them, bestowing his favor, and the movement will be successful. So, in other words, Srila Prabhupada is saying, when we have festivals of Sankirtan in an ISKCON temple, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is personally present. And Chaitanya Charitamrita is revealing to us. I was hearing one class by Sutapa Prabhu. You know, he said such a beautiful statement. In fact, Chaitanya Charitamrita is one of the most unexplored literatures. He says, devotees will study other scriptures very well, but Chaitanya Charitamrita is unexplored because it is unexplored, and if we dive into it, we get an idea about how a Vaishnava community thrives, how Vaishnavas live. Like for example, in the Hindu religion, Bhagavad Gita is like the foundation. And when we declare ourselves within the Hindu fold as Vaishnavas, then we are Srimad Bhagavatam. And then when we say, even as Vaishnavas, then we say we are Gaudiya Vaishnavas, then Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Chaitanya Charitamrita is about us. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is present, Srila Prabhupada is saying in this purport, that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is present in a bona fide Gaudiya Vaishnava movement where devotees are coming together and chanting and dancing. He is personally present and he is smiling. Like, you know, if you see the Mahajans, other scriptures present, like Bhishma Pitama, for example. Now, his teachings, instructions are important. But if you see his example, he is like lying on a bed of 1,000 arrows. I mean, one nail goes into a body we can't handle. Or Bhima, for example, in Mahabharata, he had strength of 10,000 elephants. Arjuna going to the heavenly planets, coming down. They were all extraordinary personalities. But if you read Gaur Lila, it is about you and me. If you see the dynamics that happens between Gadadhar Pandit and Vallabh Bhatt. Now, Vallabh Bhatt, nobody is talking to him because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, kind of snubbed him. You know, he just ignored him. But then devotees also ignore him. But Gadadhar Pandit is not able to say no. You know, some devotees are, they are so considerate, they are not able to courageously cut someone. And some devotees are, like Jagadanand Pandit, are very courageous. They may not be considerate. And that during that dynamics, the churning that happens in Gadadhar Pandit's heart, and that's amazing. It happens in a Vaishnava community, isn't it? Like Srikant Sen comes, he's so disturbed by Nityanand Prabhu's behavior. And devotees chastise Srikant Sen. And Lord Chaitanya tells devotees, no, he's a little disturbed, give him time. You know? And so many other examples you see, the pastime of Damodar Pandit scolding Lord Chaitanya that you are giving time and affection to this young boy. Who is this young boy? His mother is very beautiful and she is a widow. And if you are talking to this boy so much, then people will think you have some relationship with that boy's mother. When I was reading it, I was like, wow, this is what a community is, right? So, Chaitanya Charitamrita is about us and we can experience the Lord's presence when we make Chaitanya Charitamrita and Lord Chaitanya's pastimes as integral part of our spiritual life. You know, so many pastimes like Brahmanand Bharati, how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu corrected him. That is amazing. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sees he is elder to me. I cannot directly tell him why you are wearing deer skin. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just looks at Govinda and says, where is Brahmanand Bharati? Govinda says, he is here only. Mahaprabhu says, no, I can't see him. Where is he? Brahmanand Bharati cannot wear deer skin, no. So, where is Brahmanand? So, he doesn't tell him directly. And Brahmanand Bharati also understands. See, in Vaishnava society, I have seen, as we become senior, devotees don't directly tell us. Prabhu, what is this? You're not coming for morning program. They don't tell you. But indirectly, they will say, Prabhu, sir, theek hai na? Health, theek hai na? They're basically saying, Maya Maya, Prabhu, you are in Maya. But you can't say because devotees are sensitive. And where have they learned this sensitivity from? They've learned it from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we see that, you know, Kaviraj Goswami, in fact, he says in Chaitanya Charitamrita that in future Vyasadeva will come and he will write many pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one lecture I was hearing of His Holiness Kadam Kanand Swami Maharaj. He was saying that what is this? Future Vyasadeva will write about Lord Chaitanya. What he will write which is not here? He says, means there are many other pastimes also. And plus, Vyasadeva will write pastimes that have happened in a bona fide Gaudiya Vaishnava society. Where devotees are coming together and that they have made Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the center of their life. And the dynamics and the challenges they go through. And the way their love is expanding for the Lord will all be enumerated by Kaviraj Goswami in future. And we know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed love of Godhead in such amazing ways, isn't it? Like, see, there are three ways in which Kaviraj Goswami says Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread Krishna Prem in three ways. First was Sakshat. Sakshat means he personally went when devotees saw him. Mahaprabhu touched someone, they would get ecstatic symptoms. Like Narayani, you know, Mahaprabhu gives her remnants and she starts. So Sakshat, like Mahaprabhu goes to South India, millions of people become devotees. So that is one way Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread love of Krishna. But there are two other ways. Srila Prabhupada elaborates this in the 10th chapter of Adilila, text number 56 purport. He says, Lord also expanded Krishna Prem through Avesha and through Avirbhav. Now, please listen to this carefully. This is very interesting. Avesha is, Lord entering, he appears within a devotee. And devotees who come in contact with that devotee, they experience the same thing as if they are with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Prabhupada writes in the purport the example of Nakul Brahmachari. Nakul Brahmachari, when devotees were around him, they felt the same energy as if Lord Chaitanya is there. So, they would worship him just like they would worship Lord Chaitanya. So, Avesha, he was an Avesha incarnation of Lord Chaitanya. But Shivananda Sen, you know, he had little doubt. Shivananda Sen thought, Thika, he didn't want to offend, but he said, Thika, he may be, but I will. And Shivananda Sen at that time, he had come to the same town where Nakul Brahmachari was staying. And Shivananda Sen came to know that there is this person, Avesha Avatar of Lord Chaitanya. So Shivananda Sen thought, no, I will not go. No, I'm okay. So Nakul Brahmachari, and he thought in his mind, if Nakul Brahmachari, if this person is actually Avesha of Lord Chaitanya, he will call me. And he will know my Diksha mantra that I am chanting, which my guru has given me. So Nakul Brahmachari now is at a different place. And he tells his followers, go to the outskirts of this town. There is a great devotee called Shivananda Sen. Bring him here. So devotees go, oh, who is that devotee, Shivananda Sen? Please come, Nakul Brahmachari is calling you. But Shivananda Sen is surprised. Are he is remembering, this is what I was thinking of. So when Shivananda Sen comes to the house, Nakul Brahmachari sees him and immediately says, Shivananda Sen, you are chanting the Gopala mantra. So now give up your doubts. So then Shivananda Sen understands, he is, you know, Avesha. So this is Avesh. So Sakshat we know, Avesh we know. But what is important for us to understand in the present context of Asankhya Avatar that we are reading is the Avirbhav aspect of Lord Chaitanya. Avirbhav is, this is very interesting. One of the most fascinating aspects of Lord Chaitanya is his Avirbhav incarnation. Avirbhav means Lord is present, Lord comes, he manifests, but everybody cannot see him. Some devotees can see him, and that too not always. Now listen to this. He is there, but like ISKCON festival, for example, chanting, kirtan, Lord may be present, somebody may be able to see him. But he is present, so Prabhupada is assuring us. Like the four places, Prabhupada elaborates. One is Sachimata's altar, when she could cook for Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya would come and personally eat. Second is Nityananda Prabhu's kirtans. Third is Shivas Pandit's kirtan. And fourth is at Raghav Pandit's house. Lord would be present in his Avirbhav form. Like Mother Sachi, you know, she would cook bhoga. She would put in the altar. And she would get completely bewildered because Lord Chaitanya would personally come. He would eat that. So then Kshatriya Mata would go after some time. She would see, are, plate is empty. So she would get confused. But interestingly, internally, Kaviraj Goswami says, internally she was ecstatic. But externally, she is like bewildered. You will find many devotees in ISKCON also like that, you know. Sometimes devotees may appear bewildered, but they are blissful. So, what is happening with Sachi Mata? She is confused. She is confused because she is offering bhoga. It is getting over and she goes inside and she is in the kitchen. The dabba is full. So, this happens many times. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Damodar Pandit is going from Jagannath Puri to Navadvip, Mahaprabhu calls Damodar Pandit and tells him, when you meet my mother, tell her that, you know, don't get confused. Actually, I come and eat. So, this is Avirbhava form. And Nityananda Prabhu's kirtan. Nityananda Prabhu's associates, we all know, are like amazing, incredible associates he had. Right? If somebody goes and, you know, pulls the tail of a leopard and says, chant Hare Krishna. And that Gadadhar, no? He goes to the Kazi and says, chant Hare Krishna. There is Murari Chaitanya. There is Abhiram Gopal. I mean, well, it's like wacky. You know, it's like, as they say, it's far out. And Nityananda Prabhu's kirtan, especially many places like Paniyati, Chidadai Festival. Now, Chidadai Festival is an amazing program, event that happened where everybody is having chida, two pots of chida, and they are enjoying the feast. Everybody from Paniyati had come. And Nityananda Prabhu invokes the presence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in presence of everyone, Nityananda Prabhu takes the chida dahi from one pot and he feeds Lord Chaitanya. Everybody is seeing that Nityananda Prabhu has taken the chida dahi and he is feeding somebody. They can't see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but they see that Nityananda Prabhu's hand they see in the air, and they see Chidadai disappearing. But it is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu honoring that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was present there, and then at that time, Raghav Pandit comes. So Nityananda Prabhu says that, see, we are all covered boys. We'll have a party, we'll have a feast in your house, we'll come in the evening. So when they come in the evening there for prasad and kirtan, Nityananda Prabhu's, they do kirtan. And when they're doing kirtan, Nityananda Prabhu invokes the presence of Lord Chaitanya, and he tells the devotees, go and get kadamba flowers. So they say, these are kadamba flowers ka nahi hai, abhi season nahi hai. So Nityananda Prabhu says, go to the neem tree. So they go to the neem tree, they find kadamba flowers. So then they bring, and then at that time, suddenly devotees start smelling fragrance of damanaka flowers. And they are wondering, hey, damanaka flowers ka fragrance kahan se aa raha hai? So then Nityananda Prabhu smells, because that damanaka flowers is not available there at Paniyati. Damanaka flowers in Jagannathpuri. How are they smelling it here? So Nityananda Prabhu says, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is present here. And Raghav Pandit, you know, when he used to offer bhoga, he used to make three plates. He made plate for Nityananda Prabhu, then he made plate for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he made plate for his own deities. And he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally sitting there and eating. Sometimes he would not see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sometimes he would see. So therefore he made permanent part of his, you know, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very, Raghav Pandit is Dhanishta in the spiritual world. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very attached to he and his sister Damayanti's cooking. Like when they would send prasadam to Jagannath Puri for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, anybody would give prasad, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would tell Govinda, okay, put it in that storehouse. Put it in that. Mahaprabhu would not eat. And devotees would go and tell Govinda later, did Mahaprabhu like my prasad? And Govinda was so traumatized, because, you know, he can't lie to devotees. He can't tell them Mahaprabhu did not eat. They will feel discouraged. And he can't lie to them that Mahaprabhu kacha laga. And he would tell Mahaprabhu, this devotee has given this prasad, keep it inside. So inside storeroom, so much prasad was there. So one day Govinda said, abhi bahut ho gaya. So he went and told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please give me some comments, you know, devotees are asking. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, okay, get all the prasad. So Govinda bought. So then Govinda said, this is cooked by this particular devotee. So then Mahaprabhu would eat, Mahaprabhu would appreciate, and Mahaprabhu would give some comment. Govinda would note it down so that you can tell the devotee later. After Mahaprabhu ate and everybody tasted everybody's prasad, then in the end Mahaprabhu said, so are you satisfied? I've satisfied you. Then Govinda said, Mahaprabhu, but one entire room, storeroom, I have not given you prasad from that room. That room contains prasad of Raghav Pandit and Damayanti. Mahaprabhu said, acha, get it? So he brought. Mahaprabhu tasted, and Mahaprabhu said, this is extraordinary. Keep it. Every day during lunch, give me a little from this. So you can imagine what a position Raghav Pandit must be having. So Mahaprabhu would always be present in his house. So there are many pastimes. There is one classic amazing pastime in the Gaur Leela is of Pradyumna Das Brahmachari, who was actually a great devotee of Narasimha Dev. So Mahaprabhu called him Narasimhananda Brahmachari. Now his pastime is very interesting, because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, the devotees from Bengal would come to Puri every year for Rathyatra. 4 months they would stay. Around 350 devotees would come. So it was very beautifully described in Gaur Leela, Chaitanya Charitamrita. 1 year, Srikant Sen had come early. So Mahaprabhu told Srikant Sen that, see, you tell the devotees in Navadvip that in the month of Pausha, in December, I will come there. So they don't have to come for Rathyatra this year. So Srikant Sen went and told everyone, Advaita Acharya, Shivananda Sen. So they said, okay, we will not go for Rathyatra, because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not go. I mean, it appeared he has not gone. And devotees are waiting. July, August, September, Rathyatra has gone. All festivals are not. December is coming. Where is Mahaprabhu? He is not coming. They were very sad. So at that time, Narasimhananda happened to be in the town of Shivananda Sen. So he asked, what has happened? What is that? So they said, you know, Mahaprabhu had promised us, he has not come. He said, I will call Mahaprabhu. What is the problem? He is coming. And then he closed his eyes and he sat in meditation and he saw and he was inviting Lord Chaitanya. And he said, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is almost there. In 2 days he is coming. Prepare a big festival. So devotee said, wow. And they knew that he is some special Vaishnava, he has power. So they said, great. So they all celebrate, they all arranged a big festival. They got all ingredients. And then Narasimhananda said, now cook a big feast. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming. So he was a great devotee of Narasimha Dev. So he made three plates, one for his Narasimhadev, one for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and one for Jagannath. And he filled that plate with bhoga and big feast had prepared. And he said, Mahaprabhu is coming, Mahaprabhu is coming. So everybody thought Mahaprabhu is just there, he's coming now. But what happened? After the offering, Narasimhananda Brahmachari saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eat from his own plate and from Jagannath's plate also. And then he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu go and eat from Narasimhadev's plate also. So he was very happy. Then he got angry. He got little disturbed. He said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told Shivananda Sen. Shivananda Sen, what is this your Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing? He ate from his plate. I understand that. He ate from Jagannath's plate. That also is okay because he is Jagannath only. But why did he eat from a Lord Narasimhadev's plate? Today my Narasimhadev has to go on fast today. What is this? Your Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would have an understand. So Shivananda Sen was bewildered. Now he was like, what is he saying? Because Shivananda Sen could not understand that Narasimhananda is able to see Lord Chaitanya. See, Shivananda Sen saw Prasad is over. He could see that Prasad and Gaya, but he didn't know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is sitting there and eating. But he didn't want to offend. So he said, yeah, maybe great Vaishnava, Hari Bol. You know, like Vaishnavas are, we keep quiet. We don't want to land in trouble. So Shivananda Sen said, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And he kept quiet, but inside he had doubt. Kya, what happened? Because then after that, Narasimhananda said, Mahaprabhu came, he ate, and he went. He took prasad. But Shivananda Sen did not see Lord Chaitanya physically. So next year when they went for Rath Yatra, and Lord Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu and devotees were sitting in Gambira, they were talking. And Lord Chaitanya, somebody mentioned something about Pradyumna Das Brahmachari. And then while talking, Mahaprabhu said, oh, Narasimhananda Brahmachari, last year I had come in December, he had cooked feast. He got upset when I ate from Narasimhadev's plate. And that time Shivananda Sen realized, oh, Lord Chaitanya did come. So this is Avirbhava aspect of the Lord. And we can see even today, you know, I remember once His Holiness Chandramouli Swami Maharaj. He was speaking on this Avirbhava aspect. And, you know, that was a time during Pushyabhishek. This is many, 10 years ago, I think, 10, 11 years ago. On Pushyabhishek festival, they had made a lot of garlands. And those garlands were extra. And next day, some 70 small garlands were remaining. So in Guru Puja, it was a festival of garlands. Like, you know, the garlands everybody started throwing and every devotee had a garland. And the kirtan was wild. When I say wild, it means not bad wala wild. Wild means W-I-L-D, with intense love and devotion. So ISKCON kirtans can be wild kirtans with intense love and devotion. So the dancing, and Chandramouli Maharaj, I was in guest reception, and Chandramouli Maharaj had told me the previous day that his lower back is excruciating pain. He was barely able to get up. But in that kirtan the next day, seeing all the garlands flying, and Maharaj was also, Radhana Swami Maharaj was also dancing, and Chandramouli Maharaj went mad actually. The way he was dancing and the way the flowers were, for 1 hour he was dancing and he was completely wet in this sweat. And after the kirtan he was like, and he was so ecstatic. And then he said one statement. He said, last 45 years I am in ISKCON, I have not experienced a kirtan like this. I mean, for a personality like him to say that, so what does this indicate? You know, where is this energy coming from? Like, I think 2 days back, Sakanand Prabhu was speaking about tsunami. How people, you know, you're giving an example of tsunami. That time I remember, during the tsunami that happened in 2005, His Holiness Indradhumna Swami Maharaj, he went to Sri Lanka. And this is also an incredible pastime. He went to this coastal area which was devastated by tsunami. And the officials came and told Maharaj that, Maharaj, there is no shortage of relief work. There is so much of, you know, blankets, food, clothes. We are getting everything. The whole world was donating, no? But these people are shattered and devastated emotionally. Can you do something for them? So Maharaj, for I think 10 days he was in that village, that area, he did kirtan. People were chanting, dancing, they went mad, great joy. And when Maharaj was leaving that village to go to the next village, the entire village would come and surround Indradhumna Swami Maharaj and his team. And they would cry and beg him not to leave them. So Maharaj was saying, see, what holy name can give, what Sankirtan can give, nothing else can give. The succor, the relief, the shelter which these people experience, they were complete strangers to Hare Krishna. But they could experience the presence of the Lord. Because Sankirtan is that amazing magical process which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us. So there are two ways. One is the holy name Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us. Second is the daily gifts, you know, which we can acknowledge through the practice of gratitude. So therefore, the Asankhya avatar mentioned in today's purport and verse will be relatable to us if in our individual personal life also we recognize the Lord's appearance in His most merciful form as the holy name, as Vaishnavas. Because it is in the association of Vaishnavas that we experience the presence of the Lord. So this is the understanding from this verse I gathered. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any comments or questions? Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapuran ki jai. Srila Prabhupada. Oh, you have a question. Sorry.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for covering so many different aspects from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. But one particular point that you made regarding Jagdanand Pandit, how he would, you know, interact with devotees, and Gadadhar Pandit from the example of Vallabhatta. So, you know, sometimes we also are always in a dilemma, you know, which is, and both are of course very close associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which particular personality that we should be, you know, following. Sometimes from a managerial point of view, we always, you know, caught in a dilemma. And then at that time, as you rightly said, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu deals with people like us. You know, the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita is about people like us, whereas, you know, the Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam are about very, very exalted personalities whom we cannot really relate to. So, in this context, you know, sometimes the doubt comes to our mind that would it be better for us to follow Gadadhar Pandit's principle? And ultimately, Gadadhar Pandit is an eternal associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is there on the altar of Pachatattva. So, it is better to follow Gadadhar Pandit or follow Jagadanand Pandit. Or follow Jagadanand Pandit but appear to be like Gadadhar Pandit. Which is the one that would be the most appropriate?
Maturity means balancing between both courage and consideration. Sometimes some of us are very courageous, we'll speak the truth, but in the process we will hurt a devotee. And sometimes we are so sensitive, so considerate, that we will not speak the truth and that may harm that devotee. So maturity means to know how to balance both, and that will come through experience. And each one of us is unique, Prabhu. You know, each one of us is special. You know, like everyone is unique and everybody has a place in this universe. You know, a crow, swan, an ant, everybody is uniquely created by the Lord, right? Just look at the variety that we have. Look at the variety of flowers, fruits. Now, mango is one of the many fruits. And just in India, we have 128 varieties of mangoes. I mean, it's mind-blowing what we have. So similarly, you are a special soul and you have a unique personality and offer your existence to the Lord, and whatever helps you to best remember the Lord, that is the kind of behavior that is best. Like what helps you in your service to the Lord, that behavior is ideal. What helps you to get blessings of devotees? Some psychophysical natures we have. We cannot artificially, you know, some people are naturally, they have Ishwara Bhav. You know, they are like, they have a natural managerial, it's natural for them. They have Kshatriya tendencies. So, they can engage that in Krishna service. Some people are naturally performers. You give them a mic and they are like, they're not bad, they're not egoistic. It's their personality, they're sanguine, you know, they just love to. So give them a chance to glorify Krishna. And some are, you know, very reserved, introspective. And some are very, you know, what you say, they care for others. So like that. So there are reserved people, there are different kinds of people. So you know yourself, what our His Holiness Sridhar Maharaj said. And the main job of Hare Krishna devotee is to know who you are and do what you can. So I think that is our biggest service. Unfortunately, what happens many times in the name of projects and services, we live in the paradigm of trying to do many things in less time. This is one paradigm of existence. Doing a lot of things in less time. So we have only 24 hours and we have so many services to do. So we think we are doing great service to Prabhupada's mission if we can achieve as much as possible in less time. But in that process, we get disconnected from ourselves. Our personality, who we are, how we can best serve Krishna. So there is another refreshing paradigm. And this paradigm is a life-saving paradigm, you know, of existence. And that paradigm is, instead of doing lot of things in less time, let us do the most important things within our limitations. What is my limitation? Let me first know that. And then within that, what is most important, let me do that. So once you understand, you know, what are your limitations, what are your weaknesses, and within that, what is the best service you can offer, then you'll be able to have more endearing relationships. Like one devotee, is a true story. He was not getting married for 6 years. The marriage board, he had given name. You may know this devotee because you were part of that marriage board team. So he told me, because his requirements was crazy. He wanted a girl who would be a great cook, would be beautiful, would be humorous. I mean, he had such unrealistic expectations from his wife. So he never got an alliance, proper alliance. So after, I think, almost 6 years of struggling like that, I remember he came to third floor. He was talking to Govind Prabhu, you know, different devotees. So Govind Prabhu said, you forget all that. You say, what is your limitation? What is it that you can... What is the most important thing for you in your wife? He said, the most important thing I need is, you know, somehow she should be able to get along with my mother. So then he said, then Govind Prabhu understood that his main need was somebody who is... See, he understood his limitation, he understood his most important need. And then within 3 months, he got an alliance and he got married and his marriage is continuing nicely. So the point I'm trying to say is, sometimes we have very grand ideas when we live in a community or in terms of service. But let us know our limitations. And let us see what is most important for us to contribute. And when we contribute that way, we'll be able to make much more deeper impact. Because we'll be giving what we have. We cannot offer Krishna what we don't have. Krishna says, yat karoshi yadashna sejyo sedas. Offer what you have to me. Offer what you can to me. So, knowing our limitations, accepting ourselves as we are, we can offer better service. The monkey soldiers in Ramayana, they did not tell, when Jambavan asked, okay, who will jump to Lanka now? All of them were honest. They wanted to serve Lord Ram, but somebody said, I can jump only 20. Somebody said, I can jump 40. So not all of us will be Hanuman. So what exactly, how to behave, how to do, things will be manifest if we first accept ourselves the way we are, know our limitations, and then offer what we can. Because everybody has a place. The squirrel also has a place in Lord Ram's army. And a great Hanuman also has a place. So I think in a particular situation, how to behave, that will be determined by who you are also. And what is best, what will best help you remember Krishna? And what is best for service of Krishna? So sometimes I've seen, you know, some devotees are very reticent, but when they are ordered to give Bhagavatam class, they give. And somebody who is very eager to give class, he's told don't give, he accepts not to give. So ultimately it is to please the community of Vaishnavas, whatever is needed. I remember one devotee, he was so shy, never wanted to give class. But he was forced to give, so he agreed. The class is from, that time it was from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. He started the class at 8 o'clock, 8:20 his class was over. But after his class, when he got down, everyone surrounded him. There was so much love that he had exuded from his persona, you know, because of that act of surrender, that humility. Humility is not simply cleaning toilets or washing pots. Humility is not simply, you know, the way my body is postured or the tone in the voice or the look in the eyes. Humility has more to do with how we accommodate, adjust and live in a community and do what is needful. Understanding our own limitations. So this devotee had endeared himself so much to the other devotees because he agreed to give a class when he is himself not at all comfortable. just for the pleasure of Vaishnavas. So those dynamics, if we harmonize, I think we will be able to create a much deeper impact. Is that okay, Prabhu? Thank you very much. We'll stop here. Tantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.